Aw, shit. Here we go again.
You don't know who's the man who's making things he wants you to see. Destroy your television sets. Now, you must listen to no orders. That's all I can tell you at this point in humanity. Believe me. That's how it touches me.
I didn't even understand it.
Go yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
I have only one thing to say. Go fuck yourself.
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 Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself in your fat fucking ass.
Go fuck yourself.
Christ, that felt good.
But
go yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Just like Will
Smith. That girl is a real crowd please. Small world, all her friends know me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drink. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drink. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee.
Not fucking leaving. The show goes on. This is my home. They're gonna need to send in the National Guard, a fucking SWAT team, cause I ain't going nowhere. Fuck them. Ooh.
Drag is holy. There has been an assault on the rights of drag performers in this country, and we must call out the hypocrisy and the injustice. Jesus called himself a mother hen longing to gather up her chicks. Gender is a construct, you see. And if Jesus can be a mother hen, then you can dress in drag. I've even heard it said that Jesus was, and humanity is, God in drag.
A little longer than a few minutes later.
The left community online, particularly the LGBT community, is cancerous as fuck. If you're not an idiot, you will agree with me on this. If you have any fucking experience with online, like, LGBT or leftist discourse, you know it's
cancerous as fuck.
You understand this. People are hyper fragile. There's a ton of
mental illness,
and these, you can't convert these people. They're not reasonable.
They have to be excised.
And it's because it's coming from dumb fucks who are gay. What, this person says they're gay as hell? Because it's coming from the gays. It's woke now.
These people are less than human to me. I have no respect for these people. These people are fucking disgusting.
You don't need to be a psychologist to see that a large portion of the broader fucking, like, woke-tard, cancel culture, info left
is predicated on shared mental illness. This is particularly prominent in the trans community.
If you disagree with me on this, you're wrong. I know it sounds yikesy. It happens anyway. Pretty much every time I deal with dipshits from the left, it's trans girls, that I notice there's a vastly disproportionate amount of dumb fuck lefty takes in my feed coming from trans people. I don't know. Most of the time when a wildly fucking irrational lefty comes in to make bad faith arguments against me,
it's a trans person.
That is a fact. If all of these dumb fucks recognize that I despise them and think they're every bit as detrimental to the left as Nazis are, I am doing good. I want these people to know that they're my enemy.
I fucking hate them.
I really do.
But they're not
them.
Your enemy.
Oh, no. Yes, they are.
No, these
if
people
you,
are
you,
ill.
You don't have to
these
say
people
you
are cancer. They're subhuman. I don't care.
However, at the same time, a doctor friend told me today, mumps are up and measles are up.
We're not saying don't vaccinate. That's the thing we want to get really clear
clear.
Yeah, this is the thing. There's a lot of misdirection going on. We hear the Campbell Browns and people like this that are saying, you know, you can't not vaccinate. No one has ever suggested not vaccinating.
Going back to the 1989 schedule, when shots were only 10 and the MMR was on that list. I don't know what happened in 1990. There was no plague that was killing children that we had to triple the amount of vaccines.
What happened after 1989?
Why did they triple?
It warranted 26 more vaccines.
Greed.
Are all of them absolutely necessary?
Because they want to make money.
Of course. Back in 1989, the shot schedule was 10 shots given.
10 shots given.
When I was a kid, what do we get, 3?
It's twice as many as anywhere else in 30 countries in the Western world.
But
we give twice as many shots as any of those countries. Why is that?
If it's vaccination and you're not against vaccination,
right.
Well, what are you against? Don't vaccinate for this, but vaccinate for that?
Yes.
I think we have to choose which ones are absolutely necessary.
You should educate yourself. We want to empower parents to educate themselves. Do we need to have the chickenpox? Do we need the hepatitis B shot on the second day of life?
I don't think we can afford to assume that the people who are charged with our public health any longer have our best interests at heart all the time. Parents have to have to make their own decisions. Educated decisions. They have to look at the information.
Space out the vaccines. Delay them till after one. Clean out the toxins that are in them. We don't need that many.
When the other doctors are here, and they will be on the other side in a while after you leave.
Grab them and stab them, you mean?
That was one.
This is my nickname.
Well, what will they say? Why would a doctor not want to know more about something that could save a life or prevent a disease? I don't understand.
The AAP is financed by the drug companies. Medical schools are financed by the drug companies. This is a huge business. Vaccines are the largest growing division of the pharmaceutical industry. $13 billion.
They control medical schools. I mean, these doctors are not learning about prevention or vitamins or diet.
What we're asking is for them to take a loss for the good of our children. That's a tough sell in a boardroom.
And it...
Every night it's there for
Go yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke. And this is it.
Sisters, ladies and gentlemen,
what are we fighting for? For the workers, for the dreamers, and asylum seekers, for those with disabilities, for seniors, for safer schools, neighborhoods, and communities, for a secure retirement, for opportunity, for our country. We are the party of the people. We are
Thank you. it was all over.